Blog Talk Radio.
All right, folks, here we go. Ready to rock and roll another show, the Patriot Nation Radio Show, here on Blog Talk Radio. And it's the Patriot Nation Radio Network, www.blogtalkradio.com/Patriot Nation. Be sure to head on over there. Folks, we got Vicky Palladino from Queens, New York. Got right up in the face of Mayor Warren Wilhelm, also known as Bill de Blasio. The guy can't even use his real name. She got in his face, and it was great. We're going to talk about a couple other things that happened in the face of mayors, too. Good stuff happening. I'm going to play our top of the hour break so that folks who love our show and back our show and help our show can get a little props, and we'll be back here in 4 minutes and 40 seconds.
Thank you for listening to Patriot Nation Radio. 347-637-3942.
Attention conservatives. Big social media is targeting conservatives like you and me in an effort to silence us and the truth. The free speech social media that you have waited for is here at LibertyRush.com. No longer do you have to be distracted by fake news. Join the war on fake news at LibertyRush.com. The official alternative with no libtard rhetoric. Guaranteed. LibertyRush.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Dave Bray, America's favorite patriotic rocker, and you are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Network.
I never knew about at a funeral or like the last day when an officer has passed, and they actually go and the dispatch will close basically down the radio air for emergency only. And then she will call the badge number, or he will call the badge number from dispatch, and obviously there's never an answer. Brave soul has passed away in the line of duty. Felt like something needed to be done or to recognize that. And that's what the song is about, basically. It's about an officer who's, you know, gone down in the line of duty, and, you know, he's given his all. And, you know, when they do reach out for the last call, he answers back, and these are his words. And one thing a lot of people don't know, I know a lot of cops, you know, in and out of uniform. They are very human, just like you and I. Pick and choose what laws they uphold, but they have to uphold the ones that are put in place by our representatives. And our representatives are the people that we put in office. And the same people that are out there with their signs are the same people that are putting lunatics in office. Here's the wake-up call, people. Don't come down on the men and women in blue for doing their job. Come down on your representatives for passing these BS laws, and get involved in your political on a local level and fix what the problem is. Fix the problems in our laws today. Get involved in your local politics and get moving. Get moving in America. Become a citizen. A citizen doesn't mean you sit back and collect a paycheck from the government. A citizen means you are a part of the government, a part of the citizenry, a part of the voting and voicing public. And that's what I think the song says moreover than anything else. And if people want to hear it, because I know they do, please go to Dave Bray, USA, right now on Facebook. That's DaveBray, USA.
All units, stand by for a special announcement. Emergency traffic only.
11:45. Prince William calling. 11:45. This is the final call for 11:45. Officer Ashley Gwinden. End of watch, February 27th, 2016. May you rest in peace.
While the NRA defends the Second Amendment, the American brand fights the propaganda war. My name is Scott Kesterson, and I am president of the American brand. The American brand is a next-generation media, education outreach, and political action training organization designed for red state America. We are an organization built on the inalienable rights guaranteed in our Constitution, on the core values of hard work, on integrity, and on a deep commitment to faith and love for country. The left is working tirelessly to have you believe that red states and red counties are second-class citizens and should have no political power. nothing could be further from the truth. The American brand has been built to strengthen the political voice of red state small towns and rural communities, to preserve American values, and to train and mobilize the next generation of red state small business and political leadership. It is a bold vision forged from the experiences of small business and military special operations. Visit our website at theamericanbrand.org. That's theamericanbrand.org to learn more. We need your support and your donations to make this work. Join us in the fight. Thank you. God bless, and God bless this great country.
Well, there you have it, folks. I just want to play this real fast.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
Rock and roll, there you have it, folks. I want to make sure that everybody tunes in and checks out and goes to DaveRayUSA.com, also LibertyRush.com, and check out Pastor Sylvester Bland. Pastor Sylvester Bland has a great show, The United Saints of America. You can find them at theunitedsaintsofamerica.us. He's evangelizing in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He's a great man. He's got a great show Monday through Friday. 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, www.unitedsaintsofamerica.us. And without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, I want to bring in our featured guest.
I'm retired.
Hold on,
hello,
Vicky. How are you? Ladies and gentlemen, Mrs. Vicky Palladino. You heard her go off on Mayor de Blasio this week. And I have this audio. It's loaded up on our board. I'm looking for it right now. If I can find it, I'll play it. It must be buried on the board. I'm looking. Great things happening. I don't know if you saw, ladies and gentlemen, also out in Minnesota where the people disrupted that lady's, the mayor out there, her news conference, her press conference. She was out there trying to talk about the police chief and all that stuff. Lisa, I don't know if you can hear me, Lisa. I know you're there. Can you find that promo for me for the soundbite from Miss Vicky here so that we can play it before we get into the show so folks know exactly what happened? Because that was a really, really good thing that went on there this past week, saying we don't care about the trees. We'll take care of the trees.
He was confronted by a feisty 63-year-old mother from Queens. CBS 2 political reporter Marcia Kramer has the encounter and the aftermath.
The woman in the white shirt single-handedly brought WrestleMania to the streets of Whitestone, Queens. But her opponent, Bill de Blasio, was no Hulk Hogan or The Rock. He was more like the cowardly lion in The Wizard of Oz.
I want to know why you fight your police officers down and our country down by going to Germany and protesting against our country.
The mayor was in Whitestone to announce new funding to fix city sidewalks damaged by tree roots. Vicky Palladino was driving by, ordered her husband to stop the car. She pounced as the mayor was leaving. He started to walk towards her, but when he heard what she was saying, he simply fled, taking refuge in his SUV as Vicky kept it up.
I don't care about the trees. Pay your police officers and stop spending it on money to go protest against our country.
Today she was still asking questions.
Why did you go to Germany? Why did you stand with the communists, with the anarchists, with the socialists, when you're supposed to be here taking care of our business, our police officers?
She was referring to de Blasio's controversial trip to speak at a protest rally in Germany only hours after police officer Mio Sotis Familia was killed, and she was furious about his high-handed treatment of her. She said the mayor turned to a security detail and said,
very quietly, you need to get this woman away from me, or get me away from this woman.
Political consultants say that for a man seeking re-election, that was a big mistake.
It's the wrong strategy. It's a bad attitude, frankly. When you're the mayor, you serve the people. When you run into the public and they may not agree with you, you still have to deal with them. And how you handle that is really indicative of how you treat all voters.
So it seems that Vicky's visit with Mayor de Blasio has given her a little taste for politics. So, Vicky, would you ever think of running for mayor?
Absolutely.
So as Vicky would say, bring it on. In Whitestone, Queens, I'm Marcia Kramer, CBS 2 News.
The mayor's office did not respond to requests for comment, but while the mayor may not want to speak with Vicky, his political opponents do. She's received calls from both Nicole Malliotakis and Bo Deedle. She's meeting with Malliotakis today.
Well, road rage case on Long Island sends a driver to the hospital. Witnesses captured.
There you have it. You went right in his face. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show, Ms. Vicky Palladino.
Ah, oh, thank you. Hi. Nice to say talk.
All right. So, many of us have seen the news report, but we want to hear it right from you. You're driving down the road with your husband, and
right.
you happen upon this little news conference about trees
right.
and sidewalks, and $18
right.
million dollars being allocated for trees and sidewalks.
Correct.
What are you feeling? What do you think when you're sitting there? And you see
well,
Warren
the way it
Will-
happened was I really didn't know why he was there. I was literally driving down a standard little highway that we have, Francis Lewis Boulevard, and my husband happened to see the mayor, and he said, "Oh, look, the mayor's here." And I said, "What's the mayor doing? What the hell's the mayor doing here?" He said, "I have no idea." So I said, "Stop the car, pull it over." He says, "Vic, I'm not going to stop." I said, "Stop the car and pull it over." So he said, "I have money for bail." I said, "Don't worry about it." I said, "I'm not going to get arrested. Relax yourself. I just have a couple of things I want to say." So that's when I found out he was in town to discuss trees, because I let him talk. And he talked about trees, and he talked about concrete, and he talked about the repairs. He was doing what he called the five-borough tour. I call it. He was doing his horse and pony show, or his dog and pony show, whatever the hell it is. And it was just for popular, you know, just for his own agenda, of course, as usual. And I let him finish. And as soon as he was done, you heard what I said. I chased after him. I actually was right up to him. And my big concern was that why did you go to Germany, Munich, Germany? And protest with the anarchists, with the communists, with the socialists. We need you here. He left the day of that police officer's funeral, the police officer that was assassinated, point blank range, shot in the head. He went to her funeral. He had one foot in, one foot out. Then the commencement exercises of the graduating class of the police academy was happening that very afternoon. Well, he didn't attend that. First mayor ever not to attend the police academy's graduation ceremonies.
Instead,
the
he
news
went to hang
got
out
hold of this at 4:30. He was already on a plane on his way to Munich. My point was, he was on foreign ground, foreign land, protesting our president, protesting our country, standing alongside those others who hate our guts. And why doesn't he go? I heard your opening monologue. Why doesn't he go by his real name? Why doesn't
Warren
he? What? Yeah. What? Say the last name again for everybody to hear. Wilhelm.
Wilhelm.
Right. Wilhelm. Right. So you know, this video had legs and wings all of its own. After he came over, what he kind of got befuddled, and after he shook a neighbor's hand, because he got very little applause, there was very little turnout for him, I went right at him, like a buzzsaw, I guess you could say, and he said to his detail, "Get me away from this woman." And he turned, and he fled, and he got into his Escalade and drove away. And then the police officers shook my hand. Some wanted to take pictures with me. And that's when the New York Post, asked for my phone number. Several people, Channel 7 News, did an interview with me. And then it just took off. It had wings of its own. It took flight. And ever since then, Sarah Palin had posted about me.
Milo.
He did something for me as well. Who knew any of this was going to happen? Alan West just posted my video, and it was just amazing. I've gotten millions and millions of responses, as far as shares and views go. And I get a call from the Republican candidate running against de Blasio immediately on that Thursday evening. I get a call from Bo Deedle's campaign. I get a call from just all kinds of people. They Googled me. They found my phone. What's that, Mark? I'm sorry.
Real fast, Bo Deedle, I saw there's a little bit of an issue with him trying to be run as a Republican. What's going on with that? They're not letting him going to run as a Republican?
No, I really don't know what happened as far as that goes, as far as him getting a backing as a Republican. I don't know. But I will tell you this, that he's running as an independent because de Blasio shot him down, took him to court, the whole bit, the whole nine yards. To not have him sign as a Democrat, which is absolutely ridiculous, because he could have had a primary, de Blasio. And in the primary, de Blasio would have been slaughtered. Bo would have beat him in a primary in a minute. But he fought him tooth and nail. I do not know the legalese of all of that. I just had my meeting with Bo today, okay? And he told me the story. I don't want to even take the smallest iota of a chance of misquoting or saying something that is not correct, okay, due to my lack of listening skills at times, all right? So all I could tell you is that I know for a fact that he was taken to court by de Blasio and shot down on some legalese crap that he could not run on the Democratic ticket. That should never have happened. You see, our district courts here in New York, and New York on a whole, is run rampant with Democrats, and I hate to even categorize them as Democrats because they're so off the cliff. They're liberals. They're insane. And we're in a really bad way. So what they elected by default was de Blasio, because de Blasio never should have been mayor. It was for, what's his name, to win. And he imploded. Who was the guy that was married to Uma Abedin? All of a sudden, his name is skipping my mind.
Anthony Weiner.
Right. It was his race to win, Anthony Weiner. And we all know what happened to Anthony Weiner, all right?
Yeah,
so he imploded. What's that?
You guys dodged the bullet. You dodged the bullet there. Imagine that guy.
Oh, yeah, we would have ended up with one of his deputy mayors, okay? But either way, he took the race. De Blasio won by default. Now, to go up against Bo in a primary, he did everything in his power to make sure that Bo did not make the Democratic line. And he didn't. So Bo, being the type of man that he is, he's better off being an independent, to be quite honest with you, because he's a mayor. He's going to be a mayor for the people, with the people. He's got the police officers back. He doesn't have to pay homage to any political party. He's an independent. Comes with a lot of pluses.
Hey, Mr. Bo Deedle, if you happen to be listening tonight, take advantage of this.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
I would be honored, sir, to have you on the show talking with us and Judy, Vicky tonight. It would be absolutely my honor to have Mr. Bo Deedle join us. So if you're there and you heard that, jot that number down and join us. My good old producer, Lisa, my counterpart, will screen the call and try to get you on. That would be awesome.
Ah, that's very sweet. Thanks, Mark. Thank you. He's just so busy. He has to be in 17 places at one time. It was really an honor to meet him. And we only have 3 months to go. And this is a race for de Blasio to lose if it's done properly. The thing is this. When you live here, all the money, these Democrats, as you well know, have thrown millions upon millions upon millions of dollars at these candidates. And that's what runs the machine.
Yep.
So you need finance, you need the backing of the people in a lot of cases. This case, I really feel in particular, you don't really need as much money as you might have needed, okay, if it was another candidate. De Blasio is easy to beat. His own party can't stand him. And when I told him in the street, you're not even liked by your own detail that's taking you around. You don't have a friend in the city. So it is his race to lose. But
he's going to lose.
He plays dirty. You
turned the light on and you shined it on him brightly. Now people see the coward that he is.
And now with Bo and I teaming up, it's going to be a slam dunk. It will be. So I am really looking forward to this. And, there's a lot coming our way. This is a great city, like I told you earlier. And this city was running absolutely top-notch. Giuliani, Bloomberg after that. And he came in and just continually, tore it down, ripped it to shreds. He took the guns. He tied up our police officers' hands that they weren't able to do their jobs, okay? He made the victims the winners, and he made the cops the losers, all right? He did nothing to help our police officers. He warned his own son prior to his being elected. So everybody knew when they pulled that ballot down for de Blasio, they knew he liked to sleep till 9, 10 o'clock. You live in New York. You're going to sleep till 9, 10 o'clock? You run a city. You are a mayor of a city that goes 24/7. You're going to tell me don't bother me before 9 o'clock? Really? The other side of it is he tells his son to be watchful of the cops. You got to be careful of the police officers.
Imagine
that's what
that.
You tell your son? Really?
Crazy.
Are you kidding me?
Look,
and his
I
son is what, 18, 19 years old? I don't know.
When I was a kid, Ed Koch was the mayor, and then David Dinkins took over. And if you went into New York City in 1985 and you had wallet in your back pocket or you had a gold chain around your neck, they're going to take
gone.
It, they're going to rob you, mug you. There were druggies on the corner selling drugs right on 8th Avenue at Madison Square Garden.
It started in the 70s with John V. Lindsay. It actually started with John Lindsay. He was the beginning of the end of this city. My lifetime anyway, okay?
And then we fast forward. Rudy Giuliani stepped in.
Oh, the shining light, of the beacon of our city. The shining light of our city. Now, of course, if you speak to any liberals or Democrats, they'll just tear them to shreds because they find fault with all that's good. They've lost all sense of common sense. There is no common sense. Common sense doesn't exist anymore, anywhere.
Yeah. Now,
we are sitting ducks, whether it be national level or local level. We are now on a decline that's rolling downhill so fast that I pray to God, Mr. Trump, President Trump, who I love, I pray to God that that man shakes that White House clean.
Things are starting to rumble. Things are starting to rumble now.
And like I said on the other radio show I was on, Teddy Roosevelt had said, it's time to rattle the gates. Damn it, the hell it is. Get out everybody. I'm not the only one with a voice. Get out there. Speak your mind. Why is it that the liberals and these wacko, crazy stations get, if you don't fit their mold, they don't even have you on their show. They rip you to shreds. They go for your jugular vein. This isn't a gentleman's game anymore, politics.
Nope.
It's over. It's been over for the last 10 years. This is called war. We are at war. Do you want to save your country? Do you want to save your country? Back Trump. Get out there. Rattle the gates.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mrs. Vicky Palladino for president 2020. Let's rattle the gates.
That's pretty funny.
Let's really rattle them. Let's get them gates rattling. Everybody needs to get out. Folks,
we need to come out in droves. You see how they protested even on Inauguration Day? burning
cards. You know
why?
You know how they're able to do this? You know how they're able to do
this? Washington, D.C. cops did the best they could to keep them at bay. But, of course, the liberal media being what it is, it was easy to cover the girls with the pink hats, protesting Donald Trump as a homophobe, a racist, a this or that. But watching one car burn, that was more important than covering the inauguration and everything this man stands for, and glory days coming back to America, glory being restored back to the White House. Saints be praised, there's somebody with guts and dignity and integrity that won't be bought or sold by anybody in our White House.
Now remember this. There's going to be things that President Trump does that we're not going to like.
Of course.
If you're one of those, if you're one of those people out there that he can do no wrong, you're part of the problem. You have to understand
right.
that he's not perfect. He's going to make
Nobody
mistakes.
Is. Right.
And it's our job to point out his mistakes. You know,
well,
they have a
like
phone.
Now, what, I could point out three. Fire Comey. The minute you took your hand off the Bible, the thing is this. Nobody thought. I certainly didn't. Maybe you didn't. Did you actually think? I mean, he was being a gentleman, and he really was green to politics. Let's give the devil his due. This is a family that – this is a business family from Queens. His father loaned him $1 million when he was a kid, young man out of college. He parlayed that million into what he is today, okay? Yes, he went bankrupt one. Okay, he paid his father back, and he built his own empire. He's a self-made man. I don't want to hear any crap that he fell into money. That's bullshit. His father gave him $1 million, and there's not anybody in this audience that could say, if as a parent, if your kid needed money and you were worth X amount of dollars, you wouldn't give your kid startup money. That's a bunch of crap. So nobody could say that. But I will say this. He was green as green could be to the political world, what politics really was, how dirty, filthy, and disgusting, and how corrupt Obama and the Clinton machine really was. He knew it was bad, but he didn't know it was how bad until he sat at the desk in the Oval Office for the first time.
I'm surprised he didn't keel over from a heart attack.
Okay.
It is crazy.
Now
folks don't even understand the whole parameters. Now, remember, there was this TV show that was out, and everybody loved this TV show, had the highest ratings. It was called The Apprentice.
Uh-huh.
All of a sudden, he's this bad guy. Why? Because he's not making
any. Oh, they loved him. Oh, my God. When he had his show, forget about it. They were scratching to get on the show. All these Hollywood high riders, all these big shots, okay? All these big mouths with no brains. They all want to be on his show. And they were all his friends. See, this is where part of Donald's unfortunate. They're trying to make him impotent, but that's just, I don't want to get off subject. He trusted these people. He trusted these people. These were his friends until he saw they weren't his friends. So Ed Rollins, who's always on Lou Dobbs, he's a Reaganite, he had said, had he been Donald Trump, because none of us thought we'd be talking about Russia or collusion or anything like this in August
and
or July,
we should
did
be
you?
Talking about it. If we are, we should be talking about Hillary and Bill.
That's correct.
They're
and the uranium deal. How about John Podesta and his 73 million shares in a Kremlin-run energy company that he's making gazillions of dollars off of that? What about Donna Brazil? Telling her before the debates, telling her the questions, okay? What about the earpiece in Hillary's ear? How about the 33,000 emails? Where'd they go? Or the 330,000 emails?
Thousands and thousands.
Thousands and thousands.
Now, and no, don't forget this. There is a sailor named Christian Saucier. Was sentenced to 1 year in prison.
Oh, right, of course, that gentleman. Yes, that young kid, yes.
Took six photographs on a submarine.
In a submarine. Right.
Got charged. He got charged with 6 counts of mishandling classified information. Ladies and gentlemen, Hillary Clinton has 150 counts of mishandling classified information and walks free today. There is a double standard. There is a ruling class elite that that lives by a different standard than the regular citizen, and it's our job to hold them accountable and make sure that the law is
correct. And that is why Donald needs to know that no matter what, we've got his back, because the liberal media is going to continue to destroy him no matter what he does. So let's give them a reason. Let's give them something to print. Okay? Prosecute Hillary's ass. Bring up Obama and the $400 billion or $1 million he gave Iraq. Okay? Why do in American green cash?
Now.
All right? The worst deal ever made. All right? Why did he do that to free hostages? He's full of shit. Okay? And another thing. When Hillary was Secretary of State, and she sold, how much was the percentage? It's just the roll off my tongue.
20% of America's uranium.
Of American
uranium
soil, uranium-rich soil, okay?
Yep.
Right there.
20% of all of our uranium.
20%
of
our
American
uranium, right, which is actually in our ground, right. And
through uranium one in Canada.
Mm-hmm, okay. So why is it – so if you want to find fault with Trump, that's where you find fault with Trump. Why is it the prosecutor – why isn't it happening? Why isn't it happening? Go after Hillary because they got him tied up with this Russia crap. Then they bring his son into it, John Jr., which I believe was a setup, to tell you the truth. I really believe that was a total setup. What's that? You're breaking up.
Hillary is on shaky ground. Now, I don't know if you know, but this weekend, Saturday, from the hours of 9 to 4, at the Capitol in D.C., Area 1, the Rally for America, Donald Trump had said the American people and the Trump supporters should have their own rally. Well, they're having their own rally. They're having their own rally. This rally is happening. And there are whispers that the Donald may step out onto the balcony or something and wave to the people. 9 to 4. Jan Morgan speaking, Dave Bray will be performing, The Walking Marine will be there, and many other great speakers are going to be there.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Rally for America. If you look for it, I'm going to share it right now. I'll send it right to your page, and you can check it out. It's a short drive from Queens to D.C.
It's four or five hours, mm-hmm. Right, yes.
Get in that car and head on down Saturday between 9 and 4. I'm going to share the event to you right now. Good stuff happening there. We had the organizers, Jenny and Steve, on the show, along with Dave Bray, who will be performing. Matter of fact, I want to do something real quick while I send out this invite to you. Is we had mentioned the police officer that was killed in the line of duty, assassinated, murdered.
Mm-hmm.
De Blasio decided to go to Germany instead of stay here and pay respects to this officer who gave her
that
life.
That is correct.
My friend Dave Bray put out a song called Last Call. Now, to really understand this song and get the whole gist of this song, you must go to DaveBrayUSA.com and watch the video for Last Call. I'm going to play the song right now while I dig up this event to send to you so that you can check
Thank
it out.
You.
Maybe.
You know, Thank you, Mark. Let me ask you, Mark. I'm not on air.
Call,
am I? Like, nobody can see me, right?
No one can see it. We're playing
thank
soft.
Because I'm in comfortable clothes. Okay, good. I'm sitting in my bedroom in comfortable clothes.
Right.
Man down, I'm bleeding out. No time. So please hear me out. These are the last few words that I'd like to say to you all. This is my last call. Tell my wife I love her and that I won't be home tonight. Thank her for those long, hard years that we tried to
my children that I love them. Oh yeah, the daddy always loves them so. Tell them to hold their mother tight and to never let her go. Tell them I'll always be watching, looking over them through it all. This is my last call. Tell them to fight for me. Right for me.
Folks, that Dave Bray song, Last Call. To really get the idea of what that song is, go to DaveBrayUSA.com and check it out. You really got to see that video to understand exactly the emotion behind that song and what it's really about. The song really is about an officer who is shot in the line of duty, is down and bleeding out. And those are his last words to his wife, his family, his friends, his colleagues, as he bleeds out on the ground. It's really sad. It's a sad reality that we live in today, that these officers are being targeted by criminals. And the last administration coddled the criminals and made victims out of them after they murdered or attacked somebody. It's unbelievably disgusting.
Well, I will tell you that we had two other assassinations just a year and a half ago, I guess it was, John Liu and his fellow police officer, whose name I'm so, so sorry, escapes me. But those two gentlemen, police officers, were sitting in their cars here in Queens, and they were shot in the back of the head, cold blood. And that, to me... You know, when you think about somebody who gets up every morning, man or woman, puts on a uniform and goes out on your behalf and mine to keep us safe, to keep our kids safe, to do all that is right and all that is good, and to be killed like that, sitting there in your car, not even chasing a perpetrator or anything like that. So when they say killed in the line of duty, no, they were assassinated while they were sitting in their car keeping watch in a neighborhood. Okay?
Right.
Use the word assassinate. They weren't killed in the line of duty. They were assassinated while they were sitting in their car. okay, protecting you and me. And there's, look, there's good and bad in all kinds. We got bad apples, we got good apples. But for our police department and for most of the police departments throughout this country of ours, they are fabulous people. And I know that firsthand now, and that's been extremely humbling for me, because in all of my private messages and in all the different phone calls I received, but hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, these men and women wear their hearts on their sleeves. They sent me the most heartfelt, warm, loving, God bless yous. Thank you for standing up for us. I've never felt such love from a group of people who should be getting thanked every day. And you know what? When I told the mayor, you know that 16 or 18 million you're talking about trimming our trees with and fixing our cement? Don't worry about our trees and our cement. Put that money in our police officers' pockets, okay? Pay them the salaries they deserve. Because most of these young people just starting out in the police force, nothing. Now, the cost of living to live here, no matter if you live in the outer boroughs or on Long Island or even in the Westchester area, it's out of control to live in New York. And these guys make maybe $450, $500 a week without overtime. So what happens? They put in their 12, their 15, their 18 grueling hours of overtime to make a day, 12 hours a day, 13 hours a day, so that they could put food on the table. Now,
yep.
You sometimes as a police officer have to work two jobs, okay? Your wife has to work because you don't earn enough money. Now, on top of that, you may not even come home. How thankless a job is this, really? When you think about it, right? How much? So go to Germany, you moron. Go to Germany.
You know
idiot.
What I think happened? You know what I think happened? And we should have woke up. I'm so shocked. I don't. Just going to have to give me a minute here. I'm going to go on a little bit of a rant because I'm frustrated.
Go ahead.
All right. Not long ago, some of my friends went up to New York City for a little something that was going on. There was some kind of anti-Sharia rally or, you know, some kind of protest going on there. And,
yeah, we got that going on too. Yeah, go ahead.
And they grabbed their, they were after their rally the next day, they went down to Ground Zero, the Ground Zero reflecting pond where they have the, in
so
marble.
So beautiful.
Right?
Yeah.
Gorgeous. They were like, I'm so proud to be here. I can't believe I'm here. I'm at this monument. It's so amazingly beautiful. I got my American flag. I'm going to walk through here with my American flag. I'm proud. I'm paying my respects to those who gave their lives that day trying to save people. And those who are still dying today because of sickness and illness from breathing in that nasty dust. And they were walking around with their American flag, and the Port Authority came up to them because Port Authority is in charge of security down there.
Yes, I know. And yes, so, that is the Port Authority detail, yes.
And they told them, no American flag here at the monument. You have to leave. There's a flag out front. That's the only flag allowed here on the monument. You have to leave.
No.
Yes, folks. I watched it with my own two eyes as they were chased off the monument because they had an American
flag.
Yes. My
See,
friend,
we're so afraid. You have to understand. They are dictated to. They are told what they can do. Now,
mm-hmm.
The average Joe, I'm going to tell you, the Port Authority cop was probably pleased to death to see that American flag because of the hierarchy in this city. Like the rest of the country, you're supposed to be ashamed to be an American.
Well, I ain't.
I say, well, bullshit that. Okay? That's a load of crap. He didn't do it because he wanted to do it. He was doing it because he didn't want to get fired for not doing it. That's how bad things have gotten here. And I'm all over this country. Now, I'm going to tell you, we've got to restore cities like New York. I don't know much about quaint little cities. I come from New York City. So I don't know what goes on in quaint little cities. Do you guys still have these problems? Are you allowed to be an American? Are you proud to be an American? Are you allowed to be proud to be an American? See, because here, you're dictated to.
Yeah.
Okay? It's harmful to your health. When we had our presidential run here, you were afraid to put a Trump sticker in your window for fear your window would get busted. Okay? We've got a woman preaching how they want Sharia law taught in our schools. And if we keep going with our schools the way they're going, run by the United Federation of Teachers, our union, which I cannot stomach, okay, you will see things change here. With Mr. Deedle running for mayor, you will see pride brought back into New York City. He will work for all the people.
There's something that's really got me by the cojones, too. They're building this damn museum in the spot.
Well, this is old news for us. But yes, you're right. Yes.
They're going to build the Ground Zero Mosque there. They got shot down. I'm telling you right now, folks, the Ground Zero Mosque is going up. It's going to be in the disguise of a museum. And the top
floor, that's what they did. That's the guys. That's the guys they're going under. Exactly. They're calling it a museum. Exactly.
It's time for civil disobedience in grand numbers. I cannot believe someone has not walked up to the steps of that place and slaughtered a pig there and took the jail time for it.
I agree with you. Wow, it's funny you should say that. And I have a brother-in-law that thinks that when some of these Muslims that we had at Gitmo, to set an example, now this is, of course, my brother-in-law. He's a little extreme. We have to, we have to allow for that. But he's 78 years old, and he's a wonderful man. And I will tell you, he has very strong beliefs. And his belief is something similar to what you just said. And he said, we should take these guys and make an example of one of them, wrap them in pigskin, and put them in a pig's trough, or whatever you call it, what they drink, eat out of. And let's show them the degree that we will go to if you step out of line. You'll never see a virgin in your life when you get to your whatever God you worship, your Allah, God that you worship. Okay? Set an example. And it's not just them. It's the lack of pride, period. Okay? I had somebody on the phone that was one of the nicest people I ever spoke to, and she is from New York now. She originates from Venezuela, and she and I had a very long conversation, and she couldn't wait to become an American citizen. And every time she hears God Bless America, she cries. And she's living here a lot of years now. And she is first generation. She has no children. And I was so moved by her last night. And I said, it's people like you who need to get out and speak. We need people like you, because all we hear is my country, my country, my country. But they're not talking about the USA. They're talking about their country. And she said, what aggravates her the most about Americans is that they don't even know what they have here. They don't appreciate their own country. You have to come from another country. My son has got Russian friends. My son has got Middle Eastern friends. It's until you lived and were brought up and possibly raised in these other countries that you come here and you literally, remember the expression, kiss the ground? They literally kiss the ground we walk on, and they're proud to be here. But they're far and few. That's the difference today, as opposed to 10, 15, 20 years ago.
And you know what? You know what's really crazy? You know what's really crazy is the ones that want to come here, that do it right.
That's what my husband said. They can't get in. If they got
they
a long, they got a waiting list sometimes 2-3 years to get here.
I keep telling people that I know that are over in Europe, you want to come? Go to Mexico. Come across the border with a bunch of Mexicans.
Walk across the border. Come down. Come down through Canada, too. It's true. That's absolutely, you're 100% right. You are 100% right, sad to say. But
Mexico,
you know what?
Mexico and South America are only sending their criminals. I believe it. And listen, I did a lot of shows. I did a lot of shows when they said the kids were coming across the border. Oh, my God, the kids are coming across the border. Jeez, oh, my God, the kids are coming across the border. So I got in touch with people down in Camp Lone Star in Texas. I got in touch with people from Arizona Border Recon. And these guys were down there helping out the Border Patrol. And one of the guys came on my show, and I asked him, you've been out there for 3 months. How many people have you helped detain with the Border Patrol? And he said, 150. And I said, how many of those were children? He said, out of all 150, there was one kid under the age of 18 with two teardrops under his eye, which means he's responsible for two deaths already. And here he is, 16 years old, trying to sneak into our country. 150. Now, what happened was the government, along with Guatemalan government, I believe it's Guatemala is right on the other side of Mexico, down there at the southern border, and Mexico, and Barack Obama's DHS, Jay Johnson, were bringing the kids in on buses. Now, we had this lady on, Stacey Barth from California. She was responsible for the Marietta bus blockade, where in Marietta, California, they blocked the buses from letting those people get off the bus. It was a big story. La Raza was there, and they got harassed for weeks for doing that. But God bless them, they turned those buses back, because those kids, they were bringing the kids in, and what they do is they give these kids this little, you know, oh, here's the kids. Now, mommy and daddy, get in. Because the kids, it was a backdoor scam. They were screwing us all. And now I see also they had this guy on Univision talking to that. What the hell is that guy? I don't know. Is it their main, most famous news guy?
Oh, on Univision, that gray-haired guy. I don't know his name either because I don't ever watch it. Go ahead.
Well, he's doing his show, and he's got a guy on, and they're laughing it up. Yuckity, yuck, yuck, yuck. Ah, ah, ah. Doesn't Trump know that 40% of us come on planes? I'm thinking, you know, he's right. You know, what's a wall really going to do? They're just going to jump on a plane. We have to really fix the whole system. The whole system has, you know, I had people on my show. You might have seen them on the Hannity show or heard them on Hannity. Steve Ronnebeck and Jameel Shaw and Laura Iris Wilkerson, who had their children murdered at the hands of illegal immigrants that were deported multiple times or had multiple felonies. In fact, one of Jameel Shaw's son was shot 2 or 3 houses down as his dad's waving to him. And the guy that shot him just got out of jail on a gun charge and was told when he got out to be part of the gang, he had to go randomly kill someone. And it happened to be this guy's son who was walking down the street waving to dad. Hey, dad, here I am. I'm home. Bang. Out of jail already. He had a gun charge. And this guy is out. Kate Steinle. Steinle, out in San Francisco, walking down the
border. Oh, my goodness, that's Bill O'Reilly's girl. That was Bill O'Reilly who did, he started the whole movement with Kate's Law. Yes, yes, he really took the airwaves big time with that, yes.
Kate's Law has taken a foothold now. It's going to be passing. And also, Steve Ronnebeck. Steve Ronnebeck's son was working the counter at a convenience store. A gentleman walked in for a pack of cigarettes. He told him the price. How much are the cigarettes? They're $4. The guy pulls out a pocket full of change. He starts counting the change. Sir, you'll have to count that. Well, my money's not good enough. Pulls out a gun. Shoot the kid, 21 years old, in the face, dead.
Oh, come on. Jesus.
The kid is 21 years old. He's working a job to pay for college. Grant's law has also passed. It was in another bill, and it brought that in through another bill. So we have Grant's Law and Kate's Law have now become law. And this
Thank
stuff
God.
Has got
Well, I'm all for the NRA also. It's time for conceal and carry or carry not. I don't know how well it would work in New York, whether it's a good idea here. But You know, they all scream about guns, and we got to do our gun laws have to be enforced. Our gun laws need to be stronger and harder. You know what?
Bro,
bullshit.
The gun laws need to go out the window. We have
that's
one permit.
Correct.
The Second
bullshit.
Amendment, the Second
that's
Amendment.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. If everybody knew that everybody else was carrying a gun, you would be surprised how little crime you'd have because you'd be afraid the guy next to you was carrying a gun. Like I said,
right,
I can't talk for New York, okay? Yeah, but I
know
in Texas or any place else, you
know,
it's...
Good it works?
What's that?
You want to know how good it works? If you want to know how good it works, just Google the FBI crime statistics for homicide and violent crime in Wyoming. Where
Wyoming,
people just
that's Wyoming.
Guns.
This is New York.
They got
New
guns
York,
on
you
the
can get stabbed. You can get stabbed in the neck on the highway, for Christ's sake, if you cut somebody off. That's how nuts people are. If you give people guns here, it's really not a good – I don't think it's a really good idea. I'm all for guns. I'm all for the rights to carry guns. I'm all about that, and I'm totally NRA proud. But as far as we New Yorkers go, being allowed to leave your home with a gun – with the type of temperament we've got in this city, not a good idea. My opinion only. So I speak for no one but myself. But here, no. not a good idea. Too many hotheads, too many crazy people, to be very honest with
you,
to keep it quite simple.
You know what happens? You know what happens? When all of a sudden the citizens start fighting back? And a little by little, the criminals go to Jersey. They go to Connecticut. They leave because they know the citizens can fight back. So the gun thing will be crazy for only a short amount of time. And once the criminals realize that law-abiding good people are carrying and defending themselves,
my husband feels the same way, and my son feels the same way as you do, they do agree 100%. That you take up arms and you'd be surprised. Yeah, there might be some problems in the beginning at first, but if somebody's on a subway and they know you're carrying, you don't have to conceal it. Like the old West, right on the hip. And there it is. Something goes wrong, you're going to think twice before you rip the chain off of that person's neck or pee on their leg or anything else that happens here, okay? The quality of life here has dropped so severely. So our quality of life was so great when Giuliani was in office, as opposed to the Dinkin years before that, where you were. Now, I was never afraid to go to Manhattan in my life, okay? We love Manhattan. Yep. I stopped twice, three times. The Broadway show, really? And you know what? We used to go to Broadway a lot. And we love Broadway. When we go see a show, I'll tell you, during those years, I held my pocketbook a little tighter. I paid attention to what was around me. Never did that when Giuliani was mayor. He stuck like glue to hit what he said during his campaigning years about getting rid of the squeegee guys. Now, everybody laughed when they said, come on, these guys got to make a buck. You're going to get rid of the squeegee guys? Really? You're going to take food out of these guys' mouths? You bet your ass we are. And he did. The quality of life started with something as snippet and as small as that. And it just continued to grow and grow and blossom. And he made New York what you see today. Okay?
Yeah.
He made New York what you see today.
I worked for IBEW, Local Number 3. In fact, their union hall is in Queens. And,
there was one by my mother's block, actually. Yes, go ahead.
And we did so much work in the revitalization of Times Square and the rebuilding of Radio City Music Hall. I'm very proud.
What a magnificent place. Oish. Beautiful.
I have a lot of pride in the work that I did for that union. And,
thank you very much because you did a hell of a job.
And that Toys R Us, I can't believe it's gone now, but that Toys R Us was what an endeavor. We worked from sun up to sundown for a year and a half to get all the equipment for that place. They had a T-Rex in there. They had a Ferris wheel in there. It was unbelievable what they had in that place. But now because now I don't know. Maybe you liked Mayor Bloomberg. I didn't like Mayor Bloomberg because his mayor's against guns and all that crap really soured me on that guy. He was a rhino Republican in my view. He may have done
some good. Absolutely. No, I'll tell you, I voted for Bloomberg because Giuliani's term, 9-11 happened, okay? 9-11 happened 2001. The mayoratorial race was November 4th or 6th or whatever, 2001. So whereas Bloomberg, I call, anointed himself king for a third term, that's what Giuliani, the people should have really, but we were so caught up emotionally, it really what we weren't thinking. If anybody was to get a third term, it should have been Giuliani.
Right.
And it should have just been handed it to him on a silver platter. Finish it out. Do a third term. There's too much to do here. I mean, we were in shambles. So the vote went to Bloomberg because we knew for sure, A, the Democrat was a moron. B, B, we knew with Bloomberg's brains for business, and what he could do as far as rebuilding our city, he was the man for the job. And credit where credit is due, he did bring back our city. However, after two terms, bye-bye, then he started to tell you how big your soda should be. Then he told you about this. He told you how to do that. And it was
Someone got him, whoa,
wait a minute. He became like a little dictator, okay? And third term? No. Gotta go.
Somebody
bye. What?
That's what happened there.
You're breaking
Someone
up.
Got right in his pocket. Someone got in his pocket.
Like
That's
who? He doesn't need any money.
Yeah, well, somebody said, look, I got a deal you can't refuse. If you do this and you do that, we'll make sure when the shit hits the fan, you can come down to New Zealand with us. You know what?
I don't know that about Bloomberg so much. Bloomberg is worth gazillions and gazillions of dollars. That guy doesn't need graph or payoff. No, no. Power, he's got it. He's got Bloomberg Network. He doesn't even need power, this man. He doesn't even live in Gracie Mansion, okay?
Right.
He didn't need any of that.
I don't know what you know. I don't know how much you know, ma'am, but there is some things happening in this country with the New World Order. And when you see all these folks, listen, if you see all these leaders, he may have just got the key to the door in New Zealand where all the leaders will go to remain safe. Welcome to Mandy.
Hi.
How are you? You're down in New Zealand. Tell my friend Vicky here what the plan is in New Zealand for the world leaders when the crap hits the fan. Where do they all go?
They're all coming here.
Who's going
right.
there?
All
the world leaders.
All the world leaders are gathering here. They're all coming here, and they're getting green cards. They're getting citizenship within around 12 days.
Really?
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's news to me.
Now, right. And someone could have said, hey, Mayor, you know, if you do this and you do that, we'll give you the key so you can be saved when the shit hits the fan. And they gave him the key, and he went, and now he's got a front door key to the big house in New Zealand where all the world leaders will go to save their butts when the world collapses and the banking crisis hits and all the countries suffer. They'll be fine and dandy down in New Zealand.
Well, I did hear about the New World Order. That I am familiar with that, but I'm not familiar with
Graham Hart is.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you. Go ahead.
You know who Graham Hart is?
No.
Well, he's just come here, and he has just been granted citizenship because of his wealth. We have, for a small country, the highest, in total, there is $80 billion sitting in New Zealand in wealth just for the top people.
Jesus Christ. Well, that's news to me. I don't know anything about that. No, I don't.
Right. Do you know about the One World Police? Right, the One World Police came in and were activated on 10-10-15 when they signed the nuke deal in the UN. If you go to martial law, it brings the UN on your doorsteps, but they have the right and power to put every nation into martial law at the same time.
I'll tell you something about the United States. I'm going to tell you a little something about the United States that most folks don't know. Folks that listen to my show probably know. But the United States, if you claim to be a citizen of the United States, you are a citizen of 10 square miles called Washington, D.C. Otherwise, you are a citizen of New York, a citizen of Florida, a citizen of America, not the United States. The United States is incorporated. And during the act of, I believe it was the Act of 1868, the Reconstruction Act and the Act of 1871 that turned it all around for America. As we prop up Abraham Lincoln as this hero, guy who was unbelievable, he was a tyrant. I hate to say it, folks, but Abraham Lincoln was a tyrant. Now, he declared martial law during the Civil War, right? He declared martial law during the Civil War and then was executed and never undeclared martial law. This is where executive orders come from, because executive orders are not constitutional. Executive orders are something that occur when you are under martial law. Folks, America has been under martial law since 1871, 1868. So that's why we live in a police state. That's why the militarized police forces drive around with MRAP vehicles, fully armored like soldiers.
Jesus.
The police don't need The police don't need that, but they have that.
Right.
Now, we have a court case going on in Nevada with Clive and Bundy and his sons and all of those guys in the Bundy Ranch standoff with the Bureau of Land Management back in 2014. These guys are bringing constitutions with them to court, and the court is telling them the Constitution is not allowed in this courtroom. You cannot have that in this courtroom.
Matt.
That's what's happening.
Matt.
Jesus.
Yes.
Please.
Yes.
Mark, I hate to cut you short, but believe it or not, I've got another radio show like yours coming on. I got to get this girl. I have to be on air at 7:45, and I just looked at my watch, and it's 7:37. So
yes,
I'm going to have to bid you all a fond adieu. I thank you so much for the opportunity of being on your show. And I got to get to Melissa. She just came up on my cell phone as I was talking to you, as we were talking. So if you let me go, I sure would be happy. And I want to thank you again and reach out to me anytime you want. Keep an eye on our mayoratorial race. Keep a very close eye on Bo Deedle. We must beat de Blasio. And I have got to get to Melissa. And please call me again, okay?
Hey, what's the name of her show? So maybe folks want to go and hear you on her show after this one.
I have to bring her up on the internet. This is all new to me. It's all brand new to me. She comes out of Florida. She's from the Mark Levin Fan Club. Samantha Marie. Hang on a minute. Her show is called Doc Holliday's Phoenix Rising Radio Network. Orlando's favorite morning talk show host, blah, blah, blah. Okay, and I gave her my home phone number and my cell number. And now she just said, I will be calling you in a few minutes right before 7:45 from this phone number. And she wrote out the phone number. So there you go. I got to hang up, okay? So it's called Doc Holliday Coast to Coast, it's called.
Gotcha, Coast to Coast. All
Doc,
right, thank you so much, Vicki, and I'll be in touch.
Thank you so much, and please keep in touch with me, all right? I will be keeping in touch with you.
Yes, ma'am, I will make sure that you get this show posted to your pages.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Mark, and have a great night. Thank you so much.
My phone
thank
is
you.
Shutting off right now. My phone is shutting off. Oh, my God.
Okay, good night.
Good night.
You're
well, folks on the line.
Are you still there?
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, hail the rocket's red gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say, does that star-spangled